There you go. That's the Beatles and Something. Joining me on the phone now is Councillor Paul McCall of Fianna Fáil. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Not too bad at all, Paul. Thanks for joining us this morning.
I'm delighted, Mark.
Paul, we had obviously the continuing protests, the marches on Saturday, but last week or the week before, was it early last week or the week before, we had President Higgins' visits to Coláiste Éan of Finglas, and there was some very unsavoury scenes, and much as you say, you've no problem with people's right to protest, it probably got a little bit out of hand.
Yeah, I think the first thing to say is that what happened last week in Finglas, just the week before last actually, was kind of in marked contrast to what happened on Saturday and what happened before Christmas in terms of the kind of mass peaceful protest that people have engaged in. And to be honest, it's been probably a bit out of kilter with what has taken place at the meter installation sites as well. I think the vast majority of people who are opposed to the creation of Irish Water and to normal household usage being charged, both of those groups, I suppose, are uncomfortable with the tactics of some of the people involved. Now, regardless of whether you're uncomfortable or not, people have a right to protest, and I absolutely agree that they should have that right. Yes. But equally, a school, the tradition of Coláiste Éan, a community that's as strong as Finglas with a great community tradition, we have a right to celebrate the achievements of that community as well. And my view is, like, I suppose I'm not too worried about whether President Higgins was offended or not. What I was more concerned of was that effectively all of the teachers, the students, the parents who had put so much effort into that day, I think the event caused more offence to them than it did to President Higgins, who's these things kind of roll off, most likely roll off of people's politicians' backs, you know. And President Higgins encountered probably, you know, a quick in and out of an uncomfortable feeling. But it was the whole atmosphere of the day was changed because of what happened. And I think that was really unfortunate. And I think it was a bad tactic by those people who were engaged in the protests.
Yeah, I mean, the vast majority of protests, as you say, and protesters are hugely peaceful. We've seen a few incidences where there might have been some unsavoury stuff, and you know, we had the stuff that happened in Tala a couple of months ago where that was played up to all kinds of. But I think in the case of the president, though, and maybe you might be able to expand a little bit on this for me, Paul. The protesting against against President Higgins centred all around him signing the Irish Water Bill into legislation. My understanding of it is that he there wasn't a whole hell of a lot he could have done anyway.
I think that's probably fair, but in a funny way, I suppose Labour Party people have come out and made a great big deal about the president being outside of politics and it's not appropriate to protest against politics. I disagree with that, actually. I think all big institutions in the country should be criticised. People should be challenged, and protest is part of that. So I don't have any problem with people making a protest to the president. I know during the presidential campaign, there were people who made protests to Mark McGuinness as a potential candidate when they were talking about relatives theirs who were deceased and so on. So I think it's appropriate that protest is always allowed, and all the Charlie Hebdo stuff in Paris shows that free speech. I don't think the presidency is above reproach. I think that's a wrong way to approach this, and it gives the impression that some people in society are above criticism. Yeah. I think you're right, though, and I've heard even Paul Murphy say that he never believed the president would refer the bill, because ultimately the bill was constitutional. It was passed by the Parliament, and it was in line with what's in the Constitution. Yeah. If he had referred it, and the Supreme Court had ruled on it being constitutional, that law could never be tested again in the courts. And so it would have given almost like a cast iron guarantee around the legislation. Mm-hmm. So I think to some degree that was probably a factor. But either way, there's such few bills that are referred. And they really are only referred as to whether they breach the fundamental rights in the Constitution. And to be honest, that's not something that's there. Now, perhaps that's something we need to look at. Yeah. But I think President Higgins couldn't have done other than he did.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that people can't be annoyed or angry for him having done it. Like, you know,
absolutely. I mean, I think.
But I do think, Mark, that some of the people involved in this, you know, things can get out of hand. People can get very heated in a debate.
Yeah.
I think even the Gardaí are under pressure, and people said there was Garda brutality and Garda abuse. Mm-hmm. You know, anybody in a high pressurized situation. Can either protesters can go further and use words like parasites and midgets,
yeah,
and you know, guards on the other side can feel under real threat themselves.
Yeah.
And so I think the organisers of the protest really need to look at where are we going to protest, what are the locations, and what's the type of protest. And outside a children's school where there's children standing, mm-hmm, waiting, giving a guard of honour for the president, who. We should be instilling them that democracy is a good thing.
Yeah,
it wasn't right to have people shouting any sort of language, I think, outside. I think,
yeah,
the same protest could have been made in a more dignified way, a small distance away from the school. And as the president came in, he would have seen that people, yeah, were opposed to it. Now, other people might disagree and think you need more hardline tactics. But for my view is,
yeah,
the children and the school and the community of Fingus on that day came first.
Yeah, I think, and as you say, and you rightly say, I mean, on the whole, and I mean, this anti-water charges thing has gathered huge momentum in the last year, and you know, just ordinary people, and it's brought communities together and everything else, and it's a shame that, you know, what's turned out to be a very strong movement of ordinary working class people across the country kind of ends up getting, because of course the nature of media and everything else is they focus in on the bad stuff, the you know, the bad language and the abuses and everything else, and you know, on the whole, I think it's fair to say that the vast majority of protesters have been very peaceful and very law abiding, and you know, long may it continue.
Yeah, I think you're right, Mark, but don't forget this was a video that was put up by,
yes,
by those people involved in the protest, and I think so Paul Murphy again talks about the tactics of a campaign. I think those people who are involved in the protest have to really look and say, you know, are they adding to the need that people that use normal family household usage should have free access to water?
Yeah.
Are they adding to that campaign, or are they taking from it? Now, I have to say, you know, some of my political opponents have done a lot of work in this area, and so I don't want to take away from the overall campaign that's happened, but I think just boxing a bit clever,
yeah,
and you know, even if the incidents had took place, to then go out and put them out in the media, it showed that some of those people didn't think there was anything wrong with that type of protest, and that says something else as well.
Yeah, well, maybe as you say, the leaders or the people who are leading these campaigns probably need to maybe take a little bit more of a firm hand and maybe structure it so as, you know, stuff like that doesn't happen again. But we'll move on from that anyway, Paul, because you also wanted to talk about the busking bylaws that you're going to discuss at Dublin City Council this evening, yeah?
Yeah, we have a Dublin City Council meeting tonight, and one of the main items on the agenda is the street performance bylaws. We've come before us before, and I think there was a big reluctance of councillors to start regulating the minute details of this, mm-hmm, you know. And what has come back from, you know, even from the street performers themselves, one of the most well-known, Key West, who perform on Grafton Street, have been in touch with many councillors, and they're saying that some regulation is needed. There's a lot of guys playing Stairway to Heaven 50 times in a row, and if you're working in a shop beside that, that's difficult to listen to.
Absolutely.
But at the same token, I'm worried about taking some of the heart out of busking in Dublin, and it's, mm-hmm, an integral part of the life of the city, and it brings business in, it brings tourists in.
Yeah.
And so I think we just have to be careful on it, and I think the 80 decibel limit, I think we need to be looking at cities like Santa Monica, where there is a great tradition of busking, and look at something closer to their limits of maybe 85 and 107. But I think these technical details, when we're considering, we just can't lose the heart of busking in Dublin, and that's what's really important.
Well, absolutely. As you say, I mean, you go through Temple Bar any weekend, or up Grafton Street, or along Henry Street, and you hear all the different sounds and guitars and saxophones and all kinds of things going on, and it does give a little bit of an atmosphere to the city, and
yeah,
you know, especially for tourists coming in, and you know, I think you can understand, as you say, people who are working there 24/7 and are trying to run businesses in a tough market, especially in places like Grafton Street where, you know, rents are so high and everything else. And,
yeah,
you know, you can understand how people might sometimes be thinking, you know, people aren't coming into my store because this fella's outside or whatever else. So, yeah, we have to find a balance. But hopefully, you know, we don't kill it off altogether.
And the other thing is, it's not just about the atmosphere. I know some people have said to me, you know, when they're coming home in the evening time on Grafton Street, you know, it can make the place feel safer as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so when people are, it's kind of a passive policing, I think is what they call it. So I think it's an important thing to retain. We just have to make sure we get the right balance, and I hope we can do that tonight, whether it's by the fairness and going back to the drawing board, or whether we'll put the Santa Monica Amendment to us that I'll be proposing. But I suppose let's work on that. But the one thing I'd be saying to people out there is, Dublin City Council do not want to kill busking. What we want to do is save it, and the way to do that is to have good standards so that it is retained.
Absolutely. Well, listen, Paul, I know you have to run off, and I'll let you go, but listen, thanks very much for coming on and talking to us this morning. And hopefully we'll talk to you again soon.
Bye-bye.
Cheers, Paul. Take care. Bye-bye. There you go, folks. That was Councillor Paul McAuliffe, Fianna Fáil Party, just talking a little bit about, as they say, they're going to discuss the busking bylaws. You know, you can see both sides of the argument, but hopefully we can come to a happy medium, because I think it does add a great atmosphere and a great sound to the city. And the other thing that Paul was talking about there, I mean, I'm from Finglas myself, and I think there's a time and a place, myself as well. Personally, I understand people are angry, but I think outside schools are where children are present and everything else. I mean, the people organising protests have advocated peaceful protests and family-friendly protests all along. And I just think maybe it just needs a little bit more... thought put into it. You know, absolutely 100%, you can understand people are angry, and absolutely understand the right to protest, but you know, maybe just to keep it as peaceful as you can. I mean, you know, you'll get arguments on both sides, he started it, they started it, we started it, everything else. But I think the anti-water charge movement has momentum. I think it's very strong, as we've seen again over the weekend, and